Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food.
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello, and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
And we're back, and this is a long-awaited episode for the audience. Aileen, do you want to tell everyone why?
It's a long-awaited episode for me. Yes, if anybody follows me or does not follow me, I announced that I am pregnant on my Instagram and have been. Like, I didn't just find out yesterday. I have been for a while now. So yeah, it's been a lot. It's been really hard to keep it a secret from you guys. I mean, I told Sammy. Sammy knew.
It's been a really hard for me to keep it a secret from you guys too. I'm like, oh, I could just slip. I haven't had that much difficulty since I knew you were getting engaged, and I almost asked you 55 times what you're going to wear to get engaged.
I remember you told me that after, but that was like a shorter period of time to keep
right,
quiet.
Right, it was like 2 weeks.
Yeah. So yeah, that's where we're at. So today we're going to go through all of that, give you guys the details. I found out the day the Mindy Kaling episode came out, that was like December 10th. So I feel really bad. I've been deceiving you all. I feel so bad.
No, it's normal. It's totally normal. But just one thing before we start, we know that pregnancy can be a really sensitive topic, especially if people are trying to conceive or have had issues or miscarried in the past. And so we do just want to sort of give a warning up front that we will be kind of talking about those things. So if you think that might make you uncomfortable, we encourage you to maybe skip this episode, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Yes. Thank you for that. I totally, it's really important that we, you know, when I talk about it, I'm very, very sensitive to those who everybody has a different journey trying to get pregnant, getting pregnant, the whole pregnancy, it's so personal. So yeah, we just want to be really sensitive to somebody having, you know, a difficult time. And we know that that is a lot of women. So yeah. Yes. And don't worry, this won't turn into a pregnancy podcast or anything. This is still about, you know, this is Diet Starts Tomorrow. This isn't Baby Starts Tomorrow. So
we may have another space for that, but don't worry anyone, like, you don't have to worry about me for a little bit. So just giving you my reassurances, this will not become Baby Podcast. Okay. So you were talking about journeys. Can you, we must know, what was your journey to now? Like, how are you feeling? What, you know, yeah. You tell.
Okay. Well, first of all, just going back to the whole me deceiving everyone, I do feel really bad. Like all of these big episodes, what do you want me to do? I just feel bad. All these big episodes, like when
you're starting mom guilt way too early.
I know, I'm guilting myself. But okay, the resolutions episode, I feel so bad. I told everybody I was planning to have kids, but I was pregnant at the time. But that said,
you were planning to have kids.
Exactly. I was, nervous, like the first trimester, like I asked a bunch of you guys like some questions, and I grouped it based on like the most popular questions. There were so fucking many, and a lot has to do with like mental health in the first trimester. It's a really, really nerve-wracking time. I just came out of the first trimester, and like me currently now, not like whatever. Yeah. So I'm feeling finally better today, but I've had a really rough first trimester physically. Like it's been
like Kate Middleton.
Well, I don't know. I don't have hyperemesis. I don't have a hyperemesis, but I was scared that I did for a long period of time. And I can go over the details. First, also, I'll give you guys a warning if we're about to talk about throwing up, so you can skip if that makes you grossed out. But that is a fucking reality that people do not tell you. They're just like, you know, you just feel kind of nauseous, or, you know, you just feel hungover all the time. While all of those things are true, you might also have a completely different experience. Okay, warning, talking about throw up. I was throwing up like I've thrown up every single day for the past, since December, like maybe 25th, since Christmas. Every single day I've thrown up, sometimes more than once. And it's not like a casual fun one. It was bad. Like I thought my eye sockets were going to come out. And the funniest part, okay, so we, you know, when we did Tracy's episode,
yeah,
I like came on like sort of crying, but I wasn't crying because like 5 minutes before that, 5 minutes, I was like, oh, hunched over the toilet and I'm coming on and Tracy's like, are you okay? You know, like, I'm fine. You know, just feeling a little sensitive today. But I just want to say that like, it's normal, but I was very scared. My mom, thankfully, has been a saving grace. She's an OBGYN. She retired from OB a couple years ago, but she's been an OBGYN her whole career. And she is very reassuring to me because I'm like, do I need to go to the hospital? I can't keep anything down. She's like, that is the case. If you can't keep anything down, you do need fluids. But right now you don't need them based on what you're telling me. So she was just kind of keeping me calm. But I am very excited and happy to say that I have not thrown up in a couple of days, knock on wood. And I worked out for the first time today in a really long time, really long time.
Question.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, okay, I have a few questions. One is that I'm surprised that people didn't tell you about the throw up thing, because I feel like that's like the one thing I know.
No, I knew it. It's not that you don't know it. I guess you have to experience to know the experience, because yeah. Like I heard like people, oh, it's morning sickness. You throw up. Oh, actually morning sickness is through the day. But nobody like says that it's like also very emotional. Like it's not just, oh, you puked and you wipe your mouth with a little tissue and you just go on with your day. It's like physically debilitating. Like I was one day, like throw up three times in a day. And at the end of the day, I was just hysterically crying to the point where I started hysterically laughing because I was crying for like 10 minutes and I couldn't stop crying because it was like I was just like so overwhelmed. I was like, I can't do this anymore. This is too much on my body. But so on that note, like there's all this stuff with like prenatals that cause nausea. So it's like just very overwhelming.
Can I ask you another question it's a little less like totally factual, but you know how you say you feel like you've been deceiving people, but like it's very normal not to announce your pregnancy until you're out of the first trimester. Like people are superstitious about that. Like, so, okay. And that's obviously a very common thing. And especially when it comes to women who are having trouble conceiving, or they conceive and they miscarry. Why do you think people are so quiet about it at the time when they need a ton of support, where if the pregnancy does not carry through, they probably need even more support because they're literally grieving? Why is it so important to keep a pregnancy secret? Like, I don't get it.
I was in the camp of like, you should, this is the time you need support. You should tell people and like tell as many people so that like if something were to happen, you would have exactly what you just said. And then you are pregnant. And because it's so, the first trimester, the chances of something happening are so high. Like they're so high. And the anxiety is so intense that you don't know. You can't feel the baby, right? The only way that you know that you are still pregnant is if you're feeling symptoms. So you have anxiety, right, about that period. Telling people, I agree, you should, I think telling your close family and close friends is important because those are the people that will be there to support you if something happened. The scary part is telling a lot of people, like whether you're announcing
the public,
Instagram, people that you don't necessarily know. Not that everybody, but like as Jared says, everybody has some sort of following, like friends from high school, whoever's following you. Like that's, first of all, superstition. But those people, you then feel the responsibility to have to tell them that you're not pregnant anymore if something were to happen. Whereas then it's no longer like your control. They didn't need to know. Originally, they don't need to know if something were to happen, you know? But I do feel strongly that you should share it with the people that you feel like you won't be judged about anything that. I don't want to go into details of all of the different ways in which a miscarriage can happen, but it's not necessarily always like it just happens. Miscarriages are always sometimes like you may have to terminate it because of something that your doctor tells you is you have an inviable whatever and you have to terminate it. And maybe somebody might judge you for that. Like there's so many different avenues to go and you don't need to explain that to everybody. That's the long kind of form answer. And that's why I told my parents and Rusty's parents like the day we found out. And I told basically my closest friends, like I told you kind of within a month or 2 months, right?
I think so. I think it was like within earlier. No, it was pretty early, like 3 weeks.
With anybody like that I interact with on a day to day that should know. So that also was important. But I also know you guys would be my support system if something were to happen. And I would tell you anyway if something were to happen. So that's kind of why that's the case.
Yeah, I think that's probably smart. I see like once like people who you didn't tell directly, like you didn't text them once the information's in their hands that like it feels a little bit. It sort of reminds me like in the movie Doubt when they're describing the feathers going out in the winds like gossip.
It's like not even gossip. It's like you get to control when you want to tell someone something. Like say I have a friend that I still tell things to, but I don't necessarily talk to them every day. They would be someone I would tell if in case I had a miscarriage, but I would want to be able to own when I get to share that story with them if something were to happen, because it's still an emotional thing. You need to process that, right?
Right.
So I think it's like it's that plus superstition is real.
Yeah, no, I think superstition's real. Like I'm totally in that camp of like no baby shower, like none of that. I'm highly that's like my biggest fear around pregnancy is like some problem.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
A lot of people asked about like mental health. We're kind of there. So how are you feeling, just not physically, but emotionally?
Yeah, a lot of people asked about mental health. A lot of people asked about like all of the fears associated with it.
Do you want to also talk about like how body image is sort of like playing a role in your mental health as well?
Well, okay, so body image is like a whole, that question got asked the most. It was like 50% of questions is about.
Well, that tells you a lot about where everyone's heads are at.
Yeah, is about weight gain, being afraid of weight gain, being comfortable with your body. So like also all of these last episodes where we talked about that, like intuitive eating, like when I had two bowls of pasta on Shay Mitchell's episode, guys, like I was, because I was like so fucking sick. I was like, I need two bowls of pasta. But the fact that I was like, so I texted you even about it before. I was like, so worried about like, that it's bad to eat, you know, but even though, and you were like, Aileen, you're pregnant. I'm like, yeah, but you shouldn't eat two. And then I was like, okay, I'm proud of myself. Exactly.
Please, I'm eating two bowls of pasta straight up.
But speaking of like weight gain, I'll go to mental health after. I think we should talk about the body image stuff because that part is.
That is mental health in a lot of ways.
Well, for us.
For us.
Because it's the whole pregnancy. The first thing you hear is about weight gain guidelines. Your doctor weighs you when you go to the office. You're told you're immediately starting to gain weight. Like they tell you, if you Google anything or any of those apps, they tell you should start eating. You shouldn't be eating for two. That's a myth. You should start adding 300 extra calories a day. And it's in your second trimester. And there for per your BMI, there is a scale of how much weight you should gain.
Okay.
That's what they tell you.
Per your BMI, that's also like kind of vague.
Right. But that is everywhere. That is everywhere. That is the minute you get pregnant, that is everywhere. And for someone like me, it is, and a lot of us, that is a massive, massive struggle. It makes me feel like I told our friend Julia the other day, we were talking, and she said that like this, the weight recommendations are kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
Because
clearly,
like,
they're made in like 1975, I'm sure. I don't know that for a fact.
Not really, though, but not really. No, they're not. Like, a doctor will still tell you that to this day because it could contribute to a more difficult delivery if you gain too much weight, and it could lead to other things. I don't want to go into the science of it. I would like to speak to a doctor with you guys to talk about that stuff. But that said, the first trimester, you don't want to eat anything but carbs. Everything made me sick. I was like, the thought of chicken, salads, a fucking cucumber, I wanted to die. It made me want to gag. I was eating bagels all day. Someday I ate bagels twice a day. I would wake up at 4 a.m. and the first thing I wanted was a bagel. So I texted you once. I was like, it's 12 p.m. I've had my third bagel of the day. In my head, I'm like, this is what my body needs. But in my head, I also hear, you shouldn't be gaining like how much. Here are your weight guidelines in the back of my head. You can't gain that weight. Gestational diabetes, like fucking. Then I see like Kim Kardashian's cankles in my head. Like I just see all of it at the same time. And I can't even tell you how hard it is to deal with it in the beginning. That was the hardest thing. I was really struggling with body image because you also don't look really pregnant. You don't like look like a, like I have a little bump now and I look in the mirror sometimes, you know, when you're like, you're younger or I did it even before I was pregnant. You just stand in the mirror and you blow out.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is what I would look like if I had a baby.
Yeah.
I do that still. And I'm like, this could just be me. Somebody even also commented, like I wrote it down. She was like, this is what she wanted to talk about, bumps. Like petite influencers know when their bumps pop, but I can't tell if mine is just belly fat, LOL.
Oh my gosh. I think about that like all the time. I'm like, what bump? It's just going to look like I gained a lot of weight. Like there's not going to be a bump.
Just like a big
belly.
It's
just going to be like a large human.
Yeah, and I knew I was never going to be the one to like have this like... Oh, cute bump. And like, you can't see that you're pregnant from the back. God. Like I'm 360.
You know what we should have? Like, you know how there's like, we should take back, I'm not pregnant, obviously, but we should take back not cute bumps. But I feel like there needs to be like a not cute bump club.
Just big belly bitches.
Big belly bitches. Yeah, like everyone's wanting this cute bump. I feel like there needs to be some empowerment for like the ladies who are never going to get there because it's just not who they are.
But who's to say that our bellies aren't cute too? You know?
Well, you know, okay, but I'm saying like what people call the cute bump, which is just like a perfectly round basketball and your arms are the exact same as they were before. So are your legs.
Yeah. It's just like slightly mushy. Like that's the difference. Like for a girl who has very little body fat, she will have a very hard stomach, right? Whereas one who doesn't, it's a little bit mushier.
Think of it like extra protection. Like extra your baby's wearing like elbow pads and it's your stomach.
So that has been a real, real struggle. And a lot of women wrote in, like a lot of guys, 27 weeks and struggling with all the changes. How has fear of gaining weight translated to being pregnant? Pregnancy weight gain, this one has really messed with my head. Has it been hard to let go of losing weight instead of embracing the inevitable weight gain? Another one, fear of not bouncing back ASAP. Literally, all of those things that I just listed are running through my head at the exact same time, all the time. More so before than right now.
Those things are running through your head, making your pregnancy the source of the problem. The source of the problem is not your pregnancy. The source of the problem is that any of that matters to anybody. Like, if your body feels that it needs to be to gain weight to like sustain a pregnancy, I'm not a doctor, obviously, but like, I just feel like it's kind of ridiculous. And I know a lot of women who can't get pregnant because they don't weigh enough. So,
no, I 100% agree. Just because I'm saying they run through my head doesn't mean that I'm listening to it. I'm just saying that it's in my head because it's just louder. It's not like you get to gain weight on your own, you know, your own like journey where it's like, it's happening and I have to let it happen. And it's important you don't go on any diet or anything when you're pregnant because you need to give your baby nutrients and you need to add all those extra calories. So it's just a kind of a little bit of a mind fuck if you come from a place of like disordered eating.
Yeah.
I am very, very grateful. And like I've said, a long time ago, like the reason why I even like started even seeing a therapist a long ass time ago, not even Elise, was because I wanted to get my eating, disordered eating, my mind, like brain in the right direction for having kids. I was like, I don't want to mess. If I have a girl, I don't want to mess her with her fucking head. So even boys, I don't want to mess with their heads. So I need to get my head straight so that it doesn't permeate into my children's problems. And here we are years later. And I feel very grateful that I've made so much progress, like with my disordered eating and my intuitive eating. And I feel like even though it's running through my head, because you can't get rid of it. You really can't. It comes. But the fact that I'm just kind of okay with it and I'm just now embracing this body and I'm appreciative of like the fact that it's healthy and it's growing this kid. And anytime I talk to a doctor, they're like, you're so nice. Like you're healthy, like good blood pressure. And it's like, oh, thank you. Thank you. I do have to say how important it is to have a good doctor that makes you feel not judged. I had a really, really shitty experience with an OBGYN and I just switched my OBGYN. And that is one of the harder things also I have to say, because you can't tell people you're pregnant, but you also have to find an OBGYN that you like. Some not every GYN that you have is an OB. Not every GYN that you might be seeing is the right one that you might like. You just go and you're like, all right, she's fine. But they might not be like the right connection because you have like now this like emotional journey. And I do have to say that's one of the hardest things was like trying to find the right one. And I finally did. And I had my first meeting with her. We had a telehealth appointment first and she made me feel so cared for. It was such a nice non-judgmental appointment. I was just like, I was like, this woman is why I wanted to be a doctor in the first place. I was like, this is so nice. So I just want to say, if you don't like your doctor, you feel judged, it's not normal. It's normal to feel that way. And it's okay to look for someone else. They won't be offended. So just,
yeah, I do think that is very important. Like, you're trusting not just your life, but your baby's life. And you're obviously, stress is a huge thing in pregnancy. Like, it gets passed on. So you want to, you definitely don't, doctor's appointments are stressful in general. So you definitely don't want to add to it by disliking your doctor.
Absolutely. So that was like a big stress. And I just like, you know, it's like one thing that you're just like kicking. I was like, okay, I got this done. Next. And I have to say, let's talk about the mental health, because a lot of people ask about fears and all of that, like terrified of breastfeeding and,
oh yeah,
what's going to happen there? And
I just had a friend tell me something interesting about breastfeeding. She's like, I'm not breastfeeding because I don't want to. And she's just like, I don't want to make anything harder for myself. This is already going to be hard. I don't want to be tied to the source, tied as the nutrient source, and have to pump every 2 hours. And I'm just not breastfeeding. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. You're not even pretending to try. Like, everyone makes you, you know, like I love, no, I was so happy because I was like, oh, great. So maybe I can do that too. Like, because she was just like, I'm just not.
The option's like, there.
Right. And I had never heard anyone say that, like, I'm not doing it because I don't want to. I've only ever heard people be like, I couldn't, so I felt really bad about it, and I tried or it didn't work, so we're not doing it.
Yeah.
Like that, that's the only thing I ever heard.
It's like pretty amazing that she has like the bravery, because the amount of mom shaming there is, especially around breastfeeding, is incredible. And the amount of women, like, we have our amazing Betches Moms account, and the amount of women that talk about the shaming that they get for this specific reason is overwhelming. And it's not it's not that we get a lot of people saying like, they're the shamers, they're the recipients of the shame, and they realize how much of it goes on in all these Facebook groups and blah, 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 blah. And it's like pretty remarkable how it's still, despite all the people that are like anti-mom shaming, there's still so many out there, and it's pretty fucked up. So
people mom shame. I don't even think they necessarily need to do it, but I think they do it because they need to feel like they're doing okay. And if they see something that's different,
yeah,
it almost feels like, well, then that must mean mine's bad. So
yeah, I know. But anyway, it's out there. And in terms of like fears, I have to say the anxiety around like the first trimester and like that fear is so high. And staying calm is what they say you need to do, is like be zen. Meanwhile, I'm like fucking working my ass off, like stressed all the time because of work, on top of the stress of being pregnant, on top of throwing up all the time. Oh, I'm supposed to just like fucking meditate all day. Like, I don't understand how people who have been throwing up like I was, were in the fucking office all the time. Like, power. I have so much appreciation for mothers and women, and just like, I praise the ground they walk on. So I'm sure that feeling is going to continue as I get through every stage and realize, holy shit, like, this person has been working while people work in the office while feeling XYZ. Like,
plus pandemic moms, like you see how many times I leave the freaking Zoom to like go get my dog. Like, you know what I mean? Like, imagine crazy. A kid that's like screaming. I mean, I'm sure lots of people listening can imagine it. Maybe it's even happening to them right now.
I know. But like, I know. It's so, I have a great appreciation for that. And just so like, there's that. So there's the anxiety of like the current, but then there's like all of the fears that I talked to Elise about this. I was like, I'm stressed about, beyond, I'm worried about like the actual birth. I'm worried about breastfeeding, and I'm worried about postpartum depression. I'm worried about like health of me, a baby. On top of all of those really important things, I'm worried about like weight gain. Am I supposed to go on a diet afterwards? Like, how am I supposed to lose it? You know, like I shared that on Tracy's episode and all of that. And I was like, Here's what I'm thinking. And she was like, you're doing a lot of future thinking. And that is a form of like a way to give you more stress. You need to stay present as much as you can. Yeah, you need to plan ahead, but not from a place of fear. And so like that's been sort of keeping me reined in for as much as I can, because one of the questions was, are you terrified? And the answer is yes, I'm terrified, but I am trying to stay as like present and calm and, you know, grateful each day as much like very, very proactive, like proactive. What is the word? Not gratuity.
Graciousness. Gratitude.
Gratitude.
Gratuity. Yeah.
I never get that word right. So yeah, it's scary, man.
Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You talked about how like today was your first workout.
Yeah.
How are you feeling activity wise? Because you're not feeling well and like.
No, I didn't work out. I haven't worked out. I like could barely get up, some walking. I did some walking. There are periods of where I was like complete hermit. I couldn't, you know, like when you stop working out, you just can't get yourself to work out.
No, it's literally like you are stuck to the chair. Like but, you're stuck.
But then on top of that, you don't have like very low energy levels. Like I went for the other day, I went for like a long walk with Rusty and it was like an hour.
Winded?
It's not even winded. You feel like you have a massive hangover, like massive hangover. Like, I'm like, this isn't even fair. I didn't drink anything. I'm like, I have no energy. It's drained from my body.
I also feel like part of that is because we both like, I mean, some people continued working out in quarantine, but I feel like we sort of like lowered our stamina and that definite, like you're starting from, like, let's say you had gotten pregnant while we were not in the pandemic and you were like doing your normal level of activity. You might not be. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
No, I went to Live Method the day before I found out I was pregnant. I was working out. I was on the Peloton like every other day.
Oh, I guess you were.
And I stopped. I like working out. I stopped when I like had no energy. I was throwing up. I felt disgusting. Like I just felt like you also just feel gross. Like Rusty's like, Aileen, like you kind of smell like puke. and I'm like, he's just trying to be so nice. I was like, oh, okay, I'll go use mouthwash again. He's like, it's okay. Like, don't worry. Yeah. It's just like, he's like, well, maybe I think it might be just coming off of you.
Oh my gosh.
Like, yeah. it's just reality. Like I'm finally not starting to feel like that gross. And I feel finally a little bit better, but I got to tell you, like the energy levels are so low. The food aversions are crazy.
Like, what are you averse to other than like meat and salad?
It was like anything. Opening my refrigerator made me gag. Like the smell of like food in a refrigerator was just like, oh my
God. So interesting. So interesting how everyone has their own like weird things.
And like, it changed every day. I was like, the idea of a leftover, I had to run to the bathroom. It was like brushing your teeth makes you gag. Like it's really insane how all of a sudden this starts happening. Like it didn't happen before. And all of a sudden it's like this overwhelming thing that takes over. You're just like, oh, now I can't eat.
Do you miss like sushi and drinking? Or do you just feel too like gross to care?
No, I smell Rusty's out of drinks. I will like sniff.
I'm
like,
you want a drink? Oh, well, wow.
No, I don't. Now, I mean, I get jealous. I was like, that wine smells so good. But overall, I don't want a drink. I don't want a drink. I'm not like trying to like jones it and crying over it. But I like do miss you guys. I love drinking. So I like do miss the experience of having a few glasses of wine or a martini. And the saddest part is the last drink I had was that like shitty ass martini I made at home. Do you remember that? Rusty and I decided to make martinis. I was like, that's the last drink I had before I found out. And
oh, and it was so bad, you said.
It was right. So bad. It was gross. It was so funny. But yeah, I do miss it. And sushi, yeah, I miss like raw fish 100%. I don't like cooked fish that much. So you're supposed to eat fucking cooked fish. Not all of them, but like
maybe
salmon.
Just like skip the fish. Do you have to?
Well, it's just good for you. It's like you need to eat the things that are good for you for the bebe. Like you need to eat nutritious foods. It's not just like for the sake of health, but it's for the sake of like just growing a human. Like it's that the in the beginning, I have to say, the biggest mindfuck was the idea that like your body is programmed to just grow a baby. Like,
yeah,
as if I was telling my dad about that because he's like into like sci-fi. I feel like it's mind-blowing because in the beginning it's not like it just goes from like, you know, fertilization to all of a sudden there's a baby in there. There are stages of when it looks like a weird tadpole alien, like with like fucking, you know, like
yeah. a goo piece.
Yeah, like gills, like it's like an amphibian, like Aquaman in your body. And it's just, I said that to my dad. He's like, it's as if we're programmed like robots. And I'm like, it's sort of like that, like as if like a computer has been plugged into like the program started going and it's just rolling with it and it just happens and you don't need to do anything for it to happen. It just goes. And that part was talk about mental health. That part was like just spinning my brain. I was like Googling as much as I can. And that's another thing that in terms of mental health, people say like, don't go down Google rabbit holes. Because you want to know everything, but Google only brings you fear. And I was like trying to find videos of it. I was like, I need to see the tadpole. It was just really, it was a lot. It was funny, but it was a lot. So I felt like relieved when it sort of looked like a little baby. You know, I was like, oh.
Right. When it was no longer like
it
a
was
blob.
Like no like water gerbil, you know?
Right.
Like that part is just so fucking weird, but
it's weird that like a water gerbil becomes like you and me.
It is.
We are former
so
water gerbils.
Weird that humans are grown as if it's a plant and it needs to be watered. It is so weird that it starts off as a seed and gets watered and just grows. Like that to me is so weird. I still, obviously you guys can hear it. I still can't really get over it, but it's a mind fuck. It's amazing. Biology is fucking incredible. Also a reason why I loved science, but it's almost, we can't comprehend it. Like I can't, it's very difficult, but.
Well, it's really amazing how many like things have to go just right.
Well, speaking of that, a lot of the questions were about like the trying to conceive journey and like going off birth control and all of that. And I can share that if people feel comfortable or don't feel comfortable, fast forward. If you don't want to hear this part, I get it. In the beginning, so I went off birth. I had a birth control that I was on for a very long time, like years, and I never got my period on it. And so I went to the gyno like a long time ago, and she was like, oh, anything new? I was like, you know, maybe Rusty and I will think about having a kid in this year, at the end of this year, maybe. And she was like, oh, well, then she went into like high gear. She's like, you might want to think about genetic testing, and this, you want to get off birth control like 3 months before you want to start conceiving so that you can get your period back to see if there's anything like issues there. And have you thought about X, Y, Z, 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 Z? And I was just like,
no,
no, no, no. So I was like, hold on, let me take my notes app out. I was like, not ready for all the notes I had to start taking. And so I like downloaded a period tracker and I like counted when I'm supposed to go off my period. So I went off of it like in the summer, early summer. And I, just waited to get my period and I got it. And I was very happy about that. I felt like, okay, this is one step in the right direction. And then I monitored it for a couple months. And then I was like kind of okay with having unprotected sex during that time. But things weren't happening. I wasn't like actively trying. I was like, okay, I'm ovulating, TikTok. But which is something that did end up happening. So I was like, so a few months of like nothing really happening, I was marking it down in this app. I downloaded Flow. And then 1 month, the month of like maybe 2 months. So it was like 4 months about that we kind of like were doing it like for real.
Of trying to like do it on the right days.
Sort of. Like I was writing it down and I was like, okay, I was like, okay, this is the week where I could be like, you know, extra. And so on the last month, like November, which is when we got pregnant, I like was really on. I was like, okay, we need to do X, Y, Z. I had a conversation with my mom. I had this like really uncomfortable conversation with my mom about, I was like, so you need to talk to me about like ovulating. When does it happen? Like, can you explain? And she was like, okay. She's like, gloves off. I'm ready. Yeah. This is the sex conversation we're about to have. She's like, you need to have unprotected sex on days 12, four. Wait, was it
12, 14 and 16 is what you told me.
Okay. 12, 14 and 16, because you need to catch the egg when it drops. No one really has a very predictable like ovulation schedule unless your period is so, so regular. And I didn't know if it was regular. I only just got it like for the first time. I just got my period. It's middle school. And we did it on those days. And I was like checking to see if I was pregnant and kept saying no. And I really felt like shit. And so we did it on like those days kind of. And then also like another day a little bit later when it was out of the window on the app. Uh-huh. And it was, this is very detailed, guys. I wasn't expecting to go so into this, but I feel like,
yeah, we're here.
But then it kept saying negative. And I was like, okay, well, I have faced reality that this is going to be difficult for me. Like that, it was like, okay, like, you know, it's not going to happen this month. And so then like a couple days later on the fucking day of first night of Hanukkah, the miracle of lights.
The miracle of Hanukkah. Yeah.
And that morning, I just like, let me just check one more time. And it said it was positive. And I just broke down hysterically crying. I was so happy. I was like, this can't be true. I went to CVS. I got more tests. I did all of the things in like the movies. And I like, it said it. And I was like, how is this even possible? Because it was like, it must have been from the day that we did it outside of the window. And based on like also having gone to the doctor, she's like, based on they measure your pregnancy from the first day of your last period.
Uh-huh.
But then they also measure the size of like, once you get your first ultrasound, they measure the size of like your I call it the gestational sac. So like there's no baby there yet, but it's like, it's getting, it's growing. It's turning into an alien. And like my due date, I was 1 week behind what I was supposed to be based on my last missed period. So there was also a week of time where I thought that like, okay, this baby's not growing where it's supposed to grow. And this is going to be, I think I'm going to lose this pregnancy too. Like there was also a week of that. And I remember that time when we had a call, when we were talking, I was like, my mom is calling me. I gotta go.
Yes. And you called. Yeah. Yeah. I remember. That's when I knew you were pregnant. That before you told me, that's when I knew you were pregnant. I was like, she's pregnant. That call is about a pregnancy. She's not going to like do that for anything else.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh, but by the way, my mom's like, can I do your first scan? I know it might be awkward, but can I do your first scan? And I was like, yes. And oh, it was such a nice, I thought it was going to be, I was like, please just don't look. When I was, she's like, Aileen, it's fine. And it was such a nice moment actually. And cause she does it. She's a doctor, you know, she does it all the time. And it was really such a nice moment when she saw that like the results were okay. But the first time we did it too early and she sent me to get like a blood test. And so when she called me that day, she was telling me that the results are fine because this whole week before I was like, it's not going to, you know, I'm just going to have to face it, you know? And that was also like so stressful, but that was kind of the process of it happening. And every day since that day, I was like, so scared. I was like, you could lose it any day. You don't know if you do. And it's just reality. Like this happens no matter what. This happens to many women. And
yeah. Were you, when it was taking you like 4 months, were you like worried that you like wouldn't be able to get pregnant?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, okay, I know that it can take a while. It could also take years. I was talking to a girl who was trying for 3 years and she finally got pregnant. It's a huge spectrum.
Right.
It's scary, but it's something you face.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Finally, sunscreen worthy of your skin. Sol de Janeiro's new Rio Radiance SPF 50 collection, where glowing hydration meets sun protection in a beachy and nostalgic set. Confidently embrace your glow with lightweight 100% mineral SPF body lotion, refreshing SPF body spray, and shimmering SPF body oil. Receive 10% off on your first order on soldejaneiro.com, plus free shipping with the code SPOTIFY10.
I got a panorama test. So first you have to get this ultra screen test, which it like tests for certain like trisomy and various different like chromosomal like errors. And so you do that test. And then there's also a supplementary test that you could do. That's a blood test that kind of covers the same thing, but it does it in a different way, but it also tells you the sex of the baby. So that's what I did. And also waiting to get those results are very fucking nerve-wracking too, because
it's a lot of results you're waiting for. It's very, yeah.
It's another thing. And then also like, if you find out the results of that, like low risk, high risk, then you could also go further and take and do more invasive genetic testing. And they check the panel of the baby's entire DNA. And it's just, there's a lot. And I feel like a lot of people don't talk about this shit. Like they just don't, like they just keep it hush hush. And I would really like for people to start talking about it a little bit and normalizing like decisions women have to make. And on top of that, COVID is this big cloud. It's like you can normally you can go out and do a bunch of stuff and go get your nails done and get some like, you know, self-care or bullshit. Have a baby moon, like, you know, but it's like you can't see anybody. I have to wear a mask. Like I can't, you know, it's that. And on top of the fear, because your immune system is highly suppressed as when you're pregnant and it really exposes you. It doesn't expose the baby from COVID, exposes you from getting the chances of you getting sick or higher. I know a girl who got COVID and is pregnant, but she had mild symptoms and everything was okay, thank God. But and my doctor told me to get like that happens a lot. And it's so scary. Like that fear on top of all the other fucking anxiety I mentioned is real. And it's scary. So for a lot of women who are listening, we're here for you. I'm here for you. Two girls messaged me saying that they also found out they were pregnant on the day the Mindy Kaling episode came out. Isn't that so funny?
Yeah. I mean, it's a big day.
It's Mindy.
I mean, I think there's so much that, like, there's so many scary elements that are all so important. Like, what you're saying about the genetic testing, like, I'm getting a pit in my stomach thinking about, like, oh, like, you could be so happy you're pregnant, and then you're, like, you have to just see what happens there. And, like, it's just, there's so many things that could go wrong, and that's before the kids even, like, before you even have a delivery.
And it's, like, drawn out for 9 months. 40 weeks, 9 months. 9 months isn't 40 weeks. It's 40 weeks, guys.
Yeah.
And it's longer. And it's drawn out. That like anxiety is so drawn. And the other thing is like, you don't, like I was saying, you don't start to feel the baby at like till 20 weeks, right? About. So from that time when you stop feeling, let's say nauseous, if you are lucky to stop feeling that way, to the time when you start to feel the baby, you have there's no sign that things are okay or not okay. And there's anxiety there. And it's just, and it's no longer just worrying for yourself. It's like worrying for this the Aquaman growing inside of you. And it's just so much is crazy. And I just wanted to add one question that we got, which was, is not one question. We had this question asked many, many times. And it was, any chance there's going to be a mom's pod, Betch's mom's podcast coming? And I'm very excited to share that there will be. And I will be hosting with our amazing, amazing art director, Brittany, who is also the brains behind our Betch's mom's account. And we are launching that in April. And huge announcement, because this has been a long time coming and we're really excited to share that. And she's pregnant too with her second kid.
It's crazy. And we will continue to keep you updated. But as we promised, this is not going to become a pregnancy podcast. That's why we have the Betch's Moms podcast.
Exactly.
It's going to launch and you can listen to that. But we will do check-ins, obviously, since like there's a lot to talk about when it comes to body image and mental health, especially around pregnancy. And I'm sure there are a lot of pregnant listeners as well. So
yeah, and intuitive eating and all of that. And then, oh my God, I'm like out of breath from this episode.
Yeah.
So much, but I feel a huge relief being able to talk about it, because like I said, like nobody like talks about it that much. You don't really hear the details of any of this. And it is such a mystery. Like pregnancy is such a mystery. Having a baby is such a mystery. You only see all the positive, cute fucking gender reveals and all that shit on Instagram, the pregnancy announcements. It's all cute and tailored, but you don't hear the stuff that's real. And that's also why we wanted to start this podcast and why I really felt comfortable sharing with you guys. I feel like it's a safe space. Don't judge me for any of my decisions, please. And that is it. And yeah, so if you guys have any questions about anything that I shared, you can email DST at betches.com. You can DM me at Aileen. You can also ask Sammy a bunch of questions at Sammy. You can follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow. And please rate, review, subscribe if you listen on iTunes. And if you are just a Spotify stan, you can just click follow on the Spotify page. That'll do us such a huge
such good.
Just, you know, do your mitzvah, you know? that could be your mitzvah of the
by following us on Spotify.
Just follow us on Spotify. Give us a subscribe.
No need to fast on Yom Kippur, just follow.
You know, if we're going on the miracle of Hanukkah, that's the theme of the episode.
The miracle of life.
A Maccababy's got to do what a Maccababy's got to do. If anybody knows what that's from, you're awesome. All right, guys, this has been fun, and we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Betches.